The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. It's the dog days of summer, so go to BubbleGenius.com for their Happy Fluff Pup Wash Soap. It's soap for your dog, and frankly, I've actually used it on myself, too. Specially formulated for a very sensitive puppy, this soap's got essential oils that act as natural flea repellents and skin conditioners, plus colloidal oatmeal and shea butter to help alleviate itchy skin and to condition the coat. The raised paw bumps on the soap can also act as a bit of a massage bar. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order, only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Okay, there's a serial killer, right? Well, no, wait. And he's being hunted by a cop. And he's taunting the cop, right? Sending clues who his next victim is. He's already holding her hostage in his creepy basement. So the cop gets obsessed with figuring out her identity and in the process falls in love with her. Even though he's never even met her. She becomes like the unattainable, like the Holy Grail. It's a little obvious, don't you think? Okay, but here's the twist. We find out that the killer really suffers from multiple personality disorder, right? See, he's actually really the cop and the girl. All of them are him. Isn't that f***ed up? The only idea more overused than serial killers is multiple personality. On top of that, you explore the notion that cop and criminal are really two aspects of the same person. See every cop movie ever made for other examples of this. Mom called it psychologically taught. The other thing is, there's no way to write this. Did you consider that? I mean, how could you have somebody held prisoner in a basement and working in a police station at the same time? Trick photography.
We're having fun because we're number one. And the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
Obama!
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It is Tuesday, June 21, 2016, and this is the Bob and Chez Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. I'm Bob Seska. That way over there is Chez Pazienza, live from Palm Springs.
From now on, I am referring to my penis as my very sensitive puppy.
All right, let's be perfectly clear about what's going on. Chez sounds like he's existing in a teeny tiny tin can today because he's broadcasting live from Palm Springs, California, where it is currently 101 degrees outside.
Hey, yesterday was 123, and by the way, I am face drunk.
And he's very drunk right now. So yeah, let it be known.
I'm on my mini vacation, goddammit.
Because there's nothing better to do in a massive, massive heat wave than to fill yourself up full of dehydrating alcohol.
I'm doing this. I'm sure I can probably explain more on the after party this week. Uh-huh. But I'm doing this because starting next week, my life becomes a literal working hell in terms of how much work I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
But also in terms of how much money I'm going to be making. I am going to be so rich, I'm going to vote for fucking Trump.
All right. Yes, what you need are a few more projects on your plate.
Exactly, yeah. So this is it. This is my little mini vacation. So, yes, I'm sorry I'm in a tin can. I forgot to bring my mic out. But, yes, I am in Palm Springs.
Yeah, and by the way, we are going to be on vacation, an official vacation, starting July 7th. So there won't be a show on July 7th. That's a Thursday. And then there won't be any shows the following week because we're taking a good long week off. Chez is getting started early, both with the vacation and the drinking. Yeah.
I'm looking right out at the pool right now from my beautiful hotel room.
Right, right. And are you chewing gum or something? What is that? It's like a. Pss, 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 pss. Is that? Oh, well, I mean, your keyboard keys.
It's, It's the mic, man.
Oh, it's the mic. Okay.
It's going to be the mic. I'm sorry. My apologies for not bringing my good mic. I should have. I should have had the forethought to do that. But no, I'm sitting here and I've got my I've got a can pint of Carlsberg that I'm drinking right now.
Oh my God.
It's fine beer.
Oh, it's going to be one of those shows because what we're going to start covering today is something
it's
that
the implosion of the Trump campaign.
That's exactly right. The Trump train wreck is underway. I mean, it is just. I was having trouble compiling the list. I decided
Your piece is awesome, by the way. The one in Salon is great, but the one in Banter, especially, where you sort of catalog all of the things that have happened to him in just the past few days.
Yeah, it's insane. I've never seen anything like this. This is a slow motion train wreck of epic proportions. I mean, the guy is literally imploding. I mean, we toss that word around a lot, and I know Alex Jones loves to say it.
Literally.
But this guy's campaign is literally disintegrating by the second. And it was almost impossible to catalog everything that was going on. I mean, so I started a list, but already commenters are like, wow, you just posted this. There's like four more things.
Yeah.
Seven things.
Because as of this morning, more things. Gawker posted a really good piece that was basically like, choose your own adventure, the ways that Trump will quit.
Right.
Because he's going, because they said, they're like, it's no longer a matter of if, it's a matter of when he gets out. Uh-huh. And so they kind of cataloged sort of how, like the routes that he can take to do it and kind of still save face.
Yeah.
And I mean, the one that won for them that I kind of, goddamn, man, I can't help but sort of agree with it, is the idea that, like, at the convention, he's going to have a huge audience. Uh-huh. And that's a great place to launch his new Trump TV network or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that's definitely a possibility. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, this is all stuff that would normally happen to a campaign during, like before the primaries, like some sort of disastrous scandal that occurs long before anything official happens by way of a nomination. And this is what's happening to Donald Trump. I mean, it's a series of things. And what I don't want to do is just rattle off the list quickly, because what we need to do is sit and dwell and savor every single one of these, because they're so, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, the list is long and it's getting longer by the second.
And the beautiful part about this also is that he is, because this implosion is so massive, and because he has made the kind of enemies in the media that he has, where they will just revel in this kind of Schadenfreude, whatever does wind up happening at the Democratic convention in terms of, like, you know what, if like a couple of the burners show up and they get angry, that's just, it's not going to be enough to distract from this. Like, nothing, thankfully, nothing really will take away, I don't think anyway, will take away from the, like you said, the slow motion train wreck. And it's not even a slow motion train wreck. It's just a fucking train wreck.
Well, right.
And this gigantic train wreck that is the Trump campaign. I don't think anything is going to take the media's eyes off of that, because it is not just spectacular. It is honestly, honest to God, unprecedented
in modern
political history.
And I don't know how, again, as we've talked about on a couple of occasions so far, I don't know how he pulls himself out of this. There is no ace in the hole for Donald Trump. There is no big game changer. He's going to pick someone who will reluctantly agree to be his vice presidential nominee. He'll appear at the convention, and the convention will be a Trump commercial. But at the same time, there's going to be mayhem at the convention one way or another. Yeah. There is something historic is going to happen at the RNC this year, and that's coming up in just a little over a month. Well, actually, almost exactly a month from right now.
Yeah. And you won't be able to take your eyes off it.
It will be
like driving past a car wreck.
Right. So where do we start? We start with the fact that the first news out of the chute at the beginning of the week was Trump fires his longtime campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah. It didn't take him manhandling a reporter to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
He waited that long after.
Evidently, the precipitating factor here was they were in a meeting. Lewandowski said, hey, you know what? Let's leak our vice presidential nominee. And then Trump was like, F you, you're fired. That's all it took. It was just like, let's leak the name. We need something here. And he's like, get out of here. You don't have the best words. You're not using your own words. Get out.
Meatloaf, should I fire Corey Lewandowski? Absolutely.
Yeah, Meatloaf, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He said, but now Meatloaf is probably advising him.
Meatloaf,
you know what?
Meatloaf is going to be his vice presidential pick.
At this rate, I wouldn't be surprised if Meatloaf is either the vice presidential nominee or if Meatloaf is now taking over for Lewandowski. Right, Meatloaf?
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. So Lewandowski's out in the alley just like slicing one bean on top of an overturned oil barrel. Just, what do I do now? I'm no longer with Trump. Well, this is a big mistake, actually, because Lewandowski could go totally effing incendiary on the campaign.
It's
and
true.
Just start dishing nerds, saying, this is why it's such a disaster. Here's what happened, and here's what happened, and here's what happened. Let's hope that Lewandowski, at least for Trump's sake, signed some sort of NDA.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Let's hope that he didn't sign an NDA. I want to hear these stories.
Oh, so do I. Hell yeah.
And then there's this one. When I need some appropriate music for this list, because, you know, Lewandowski is like the least of Trump's worries at this point. Here's the bigger deal, and we bring up this music here for this. This is the list of all the companies that Trump's campaign has spent money on. It's dwindling.
Please tell me you're going to name Draper Sterling, which is the best thing ever.
Yeah, there's the whole Draper Sterling thing. It's some outfit up in New Hampshire that Trump has been paying tens of thousands of dollars to, and no one knows what the hell it even is.
Aside from the company from Mad Men.
Yeah, exactly. Aside from being named after two characters from Mad Men. But here's the list of companies that Trump's campaign has been paying. See if something sounds familiar about all of these. After receiving over $700,000, we see at the top of the list, actually, you know what? Let's start at the bottom of the list. At $94, Trump Cafe.
That was how much that Taco Bowl cost. The $94 Taco Bowl.
That's right. There you go. That's right.
It was
you
just for
taco.
That one thing. That's it. By the way, it's the best Taco Bowl you'll ever have. It's worth $94.
It's a tremendous, tremendous Taco Bowl.
It's very, very
tremendous. All right, at $100, Trump Soho, New York. At $399, Trump Ice LLC. Trump Ice Baby. At $573, Trump Hotel. At $607, Trump Grill. At $671, Trump International Hotel. At $983, Trump Virginia Acquisitions LLC, whatever the hell that is. At just over $1,300, Trump International Hotel and Tower. At $2,800, Trump International Hotel. At $4,800, Trump Soho. At $49.91, Eric Trump Wine Manufacturing LLC. All right. God damn.
God, this whole thing is a fucking scam.
It really, really is.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of those companies that you listed that you don't know what they are,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he started those LLCs in like Delaware where the taxes are low and is basically paying himself.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you look at numbers that are even numbers, like this next one, Trump Old Post Office LLC.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Yeah.
Well, who bills at exact increments like that?
It's all crap, man. The whole thing is a scam.
Yeah, he's laundering money. He's laundering money through
That's
all of his
exactly
company. At $10,000, Trump International Hotel and Tower, Chicago. At $25,000, Trump National Doral, whatever that is.
Doral is down in Miami.
Okay.
It's a golf course and I think hotel that he owns.
All right, at $29,000, Trump International Golf Club, LC. At $35,000, Trump National Golf Club. What are these expenditures to a golf club? That's three golf clubs in a row. Totaling, let's see,
you're
doing
right.
The
and you're right. The fact that they are that they are rounded numbers is just unbelievable. Like somebody's going to look into this.
Yeah,
you know, like the post right now, Marty Baron's post is already all over this.
I'm sure.
Because Marty Baron is sitting there in a meeting right now, an editorial meeting, going, "All right, so we pulled our credentials. Him up."
Yeah, totally. That's absolutely the case. And so I mean, ultimately, Trump is screwed. So, I mean, we're not even to the top of the list. $66,000, Trump CPS LLC, whatever that is. $99,000 goes to Trump Plaza LLC. Over $100,000 went to Trump Payroll Corporation. Well, I get that. That's like a... But the fact that... I mean, do you see the common denominator? They're all Trump businesses, and Trump's campaign are paying all of Trump's businesses.
He's a scam artist. I mean, he really is. And you know, seriously,
yeah.
the Republicans are just, they are crapping their pants over this.
Yeah, they really are.
They are. Every little, every, like you said, every single new detail that comes out over a period of like 24 to 48 hours, they are, it is just more ooze, you know, running out of Reince Priebus's bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
Just as he cannot control his bowels.
Yeah, Reince Priebus suffering from a terrible bout of anal oil leakage.
Yeah.
Of some kind. $128,000 to the Trump Corporation, $137,000 to Trump Restaurants LLC, and then topping the list at a grand total of $712,000 and 8 cents, Trump Tower Commercial LLC.
To the Human Fund.
To the Human Fund.
Money for people.
Money for Trump. To the Human Fund. This is a campaign organization that, according to Talking Points memo, has only about $2.4 million left in its accounts.
When you compare, Hillary Clinton was $40 million.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's just going to stomp him.
Yeah.
She's just going to stomp him. Like, in the words of Donald Trump, not Donald Trump, what am I saying? Dennis Miller, back when he was funny, stomped like a narc at a biker rally.
Exactly. Well, that, she's already started. She already hit him today. I think she hit him for one of his tweets, which we're going to get to here in a second. A tweet that is not helping him. I mean, we're talking about crazy tweets. Yes, that's predictable. But we're also talking about, yes, there's a story out today in which Donald Trump has been accused of raping an underage girl. That's where we are right now. It's not just Corey Lewandowski. It's not just the money. It's Trump's big mouth. And just a cascade of other items that are just, I don't see how the Republicans go forward with this guy. Yeah. Unless they're really hardball players and they're just like, hey, you know what? We're just going to ride this out. We're just going to wait and see what happens. And then we'll just lick our wounds when it's all over.
Right.
But here it is. This is going to, in a lot of ways, it's going to doom the Republican Party's ability to govern. When they put someone forward like this, who is very obviously laundering campaign cash to his own businesses to enrich his own fortune, which we didn't even know how much that fortune actually is. There are a lot of reports saying that he's lying about his net worth. But then we get down to some additional items here that just continue to get damning. I mean, there's this supermodel thing that we're going to talk about. There's the whole reaction to Orlando that we're going to talk about, where he's directly now contradicting himself. He's talking about his debt record. And as I was going to say about Hillary Clinton, I mean, Hillary Clinton nailed him today. She said he's written lots of books about businesses, and most of them end at chapter 11.
That's very good.
That's,
no, but I mean, Hillary look, this is just, he's, I have to believe that what he's doing right now is trying to sabotage his campaign in any way possible. He knows, look, you know what? Trump, for all of his bullshit, Trump is not stupid.
No.
He isn't. He is a raging, arrogant, you know, jagoff.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not stupid. He has to know that he's not qualified to be president of the United States.
That's
and
right.
He has to be surprised the same way every one of us is over the fact that he got as far as he did.
Yeah.
And I think he just, he knows it, and if he wants out, and he can't figure out how to get out. So, again, I reference, again, that really terrific Real Clear Politics article from, like, a week and a half ago, where you know, the guy made the argument, it's like his body telling him, like, self-sabotaging him, even when he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he just knows. It's time to go. He has to, like, all of the moves, every single thing he's doing, everything he's saying, everything that he's putting out there, all of these payments he's making to Trump, all of it is part of him trying to just figure out a way to just abandon this crap and go back to doing what he does best, which is just being Donald Trump.
Right. And before we get to more items in the list, we have to do a don't get happy caveat. We're going to do that right after these words. Okay, let's talk about supporting independent media. For only $1 a month, you can help finance the Bob and Chez show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's 12 cents per show. Go now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. And sign up for $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, or $15 a month, or whatever you can afford. If you sign up for $5 or more, you'll get special Patreon-only shows like our post-mortem wrap-up show, the Not Safe for Work After Party show, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of the free Tuesday and Thursday shows. Most of all, you'll be supporting a totally independent podcast not affiliated with corporate media. And if we reach our $7,500 per month goal, we'll bring you new shows 5 days a week, Mondays through Fridays. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
And welcome back. We are documenting the slow motion train wreck that is the Donald Trump campaign for president, and I'm happy to
I always like when I learn something, you know, during the week. And what I learned this week from Game of Thrones is feed your dogs.
Okay. Now, I can only imagine what that means, because naturally I haven't watched Sunday night's episode.
Okay. You know what?
But I mean, that's obvious.
I didn't give anything away.
No.
Just wait till you see it. What an extraordinary episode of television.
I've heard that it was a big time episode, and
I'm
dying to watch it. And of course, I'm late to the ball game as always. But I swear to God, I think my viewing schedule is that. Here's what I do: I get up and I do the Stephanie Miller Show on Wednesday mornings. That's a 7 o'clock Pacific time. And then after I'm done with the show, I watch Game of Thrones. So I watch Game of Thrones at crack of dawn on Wednesday morning.
Like I have no choice now, but I know you and I have discussed this, much to your rancor. But, you know, I have this thing now where I have to watch either at that night or first thing the next morning and stay off social media, because yes, there are people who will give it away.
Yeah, and that's
and like you can't avoid, like some of my best friends are people who watch that show religiously. Uh-huh. So the next morning they publish this whole, like, you know, let me give you the breakdown of the whole episode. I'm like, f-.
Yeah, no, and that's what I desperately try to avoid. Yeah. And everyone's been doing a very good job. So I want to applaud everyone for keeping the spoilers to a minimum on Facebook. Keep going, you're doing great.
It is an extraordinary episode.
So our mantra here on the show regarding the general election, Trump versus Hillary, has been don't get happy. As badly as Trump is doing, and we've got many more things on the list here to come. But the fact of the matter is, the latest CNN ORC poll, Clinton 47, Trump 42. Just a 5-point spread.
She should just be destroying him.
Yeah, yeah. The previous CNN poll, this includes Gary Johnson and Jill Stein.
God.
Clinton up by 4 in that case. So what we're seeing then is votes siphoned from both Clinton and Trump, but more votes siphoned off of, because Clinton's numbers drop with Johnson and Stein in the picture. Clinton's number drops to 42. Trump's number drops to 38. So that's a big deal, which I've
tried to explain to everyone I know who thinks that Johnson or Stein are worthwhile. It's like, look, you know what? I'm not saying they're bad people, yeah. Although Jill Stein kind of sucks. She said some really horrific things on Twitter. Yeah. But no, you know what? Any vote that is taken away from Clinton is a by proxy vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. Period.
Oh yeah,
that's political reality. Deal with it. Suck it up.
On Monday, the poll showed it was a CNBC poll: Clinton 40, Trump 35. Monmouth poll was Clinton 49, Trump 41. Now that's the biggest spread so far for Clinton. That's a +8 for Clinton.
But seriously, the Republicans, like Reince Priebus, has to be crapping himself right now.
Yeah, because we haven't fully seen this. I mean, it's going to be on full display. A lot of Americans, a lot of voters, aren't paying attention to the election right now. But after the convention, and in fact during the conventions, they will, and that's when everything is going to reach ahead. I think all of this stuff is going to accumulate, and of course the smart money is on the fact that perhaps the Republican Party and Reince Priebus will say, you know, as I said in the previous segment, full speed ahead, we're going to continue on with Trump. That's probably the most likely occurrence. Occam's razor said that that's what's probably going to happen. But the way things are going right now, this week alone, again, the last 3 days have been an unmitigated disaster for Donald Trump. And I can't see these poll numbers holding up in light of all of this. I mean,
and you know, and but here's the thing. They're going to lose either way. They are.
Yeah.
And there is that part of me that thinks that granted, they're not going to do this, but there's that part of me that thinks that the best way to proceed is to say, look, we're going to lose either way. So the only choice that we really have is to try to appear as if we're decent people.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we distance ourselves from Trump and we say that we're willing to lose because this is not who we are as a party.
Exactly.
And if you do that, then you save face. That's the one thing you get out of it. You save freaking face.
Yes.
You're able to walk away saying, all right, look, this guy is not us.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do that because if they do that, they lose what? It's like 40% of the people mm-hmm. who are Republicans back this guy vehemently. Like they love him.
Oh, absolutely. And the noble thing, the thing that will help the Republican Party survive this is if they do fall on their sword. If they do say, all right, you know what? We're going to take a beating on this election, but we're going to get this guy out of here because we don't want this guy being the de facto exactly. head of the Republican Party, win or lose.
Yeah, and especially this is not lose. Who we are.
Yeah. I mean, what we're talking about here is a candidate who, well, let's backtrack. For the last 8 years, as you've observed, as we've all observed, when the Republican Party could no longer attack the Democrats for the national or the federal budget deficit, knowing that Barack Obama has been precipitously reducing the budget deficit now to the point where it's dropped by over $1 trillion.
Amazing.
That is a record decline in the federal budget deficit. Stripped of the ability to talk about that, they have to now go after something that they never used to talk about. I'm talking about the Republicans specifically. They never used to talk about the national debt, which is a much larger number, which is different than the budget deficit. They're two separate and distinct things. But the Republicans, for years now, have been conflating the two things. Mitt Romney flagrantly conflated the deficit and debt, even though they are factually, objectively, in every way, shape, and form, two separate things. But oh God, you know, sound the alarms. The national debt is through the roof. All right. So this has become the Republicans' top shelf issue. This is one of maybe five things that they've been screeching about like no other for the last 5 years. The last 8 years. It's been Benghazi. It's been the debt. It's been like, oh, and then all the way down to crap like teleprompters and so on. So who do they nominate? They nominate a guy who's declared chapter 11 how many times? This is the guy who just today tweeted the following. And this is not a joke. This is not a parody account. And I triple checked this to make sure that it wasn't. This is from the actual real Donald Trump Twitter account. He wrote today, "I am the king of debt."
Amazing.
"That has been great for me as a businessman, but it is bad for the country." Yeah. I made a fortune off of debt. We'll fix U.S.
Yeah, it's like he's saying things that I can't think of anything that anyone else could say who wants to lose that is not that.
Yeah.
Like that is seriously, he may as well just tweet, "I want to lose."
That's right.
Please, for God's sakes, I want, give, stop this. That's stop it. This farce, I want to lose.
Exactly. I'm out. It's over. He said, "I am the king of debt. That has been great for me as a businessman, but is bad for the country." And the thing that really jumped off the page for me was, "I made a fortune off of debt."
Yeah, he did. Because he knows when to file for Chapter 11.
Exactly. And he also
knows when to reorganize.
Right. And he knows how to negotiate debt repayment for whatever, 50 cents on the dollar, pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. And that's exactly. And if he does that with the U.S.'s creditors, the U.S. basically just goes down in flames.
So how do you, how do you make money in that case? You borrow a dollar from someone, you spend that dollar on something that's going to enrich you, and then you pay back that creditor 25 cents. So you've effectively made a profit of 75 cents. All right. Yeah. So he's making a fortune off of defrauding creditors, basically, which is what, by the way, he vowed to do like a month ago when he said that, oh, I've got a great solution for the national debt. I'm going to negotiate. I'm going to negotiate with our creditors, and we're going to come up with a smaller payment for them if we have a debt crisis. So what he's going to do, he's going to defraud the millions and millions of people from ordinary Americans all the way up to the Chinese who own U.S. bonds. He's going to defraud them by simply liquidating their bonds and giving them pennies on the dollar. Do you realize how much this is going to send the world economy into a death spiral? The United States at that point will cease to exist. Our creditors will swoop in, they'll buy up all of our resources, and that'll be it because of Donald effing Trump.
Yep.
This is, the standard bearer for a party that's done nothing but screech about the out-of-control national debt. What about those tax-and-spend liberals like Barack Obama? Bastard people.
Obama!
Right?
Yep. You're bastard people.
So they've nominated Trump. It makes no sense whatsoever. Okay, well, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back, and Jesus Christ, Donald Trump's been accused of rape. Talk more about that.
Why am I laughing at that?
I don't know, because it's one thing. It can't get any worse for him. Back with more show right after this. Hello, Bob here. Last year, I discovered tweaked audio for the greatest earbuds ever, and I can honestly say I'm totally spoiled now. I can't imagine using anything else. They're quite literally the finest earbuds available. Go now to our website, bobseska.com, and click the banner for tweaked audio for the best in earbuds and earphones. Tweaked Audio is about comfort and quality for every ear in a variety of colors, including natural wood grain. They come with a lifetime warranty and free shipping to anywhere in the world. And Tweaked Audio's earbuds and earphones will work with all of your devices. Available in mic'd or unmic'd versions, they're designed to reduce outside noise, and they're perfect for both music and talk. Hear us and everything better with Tweaked Audio earbuds. You'll like the prices, too. And if you use the code BANC, that's BANDC at checkout, you'll save 30% off the listed price. Nearly one-third off on comfortable quality earbuds, warranted for life with free shipping anywhere. Use the code BANDC to save big on quality earbuds. Just click the banner for Tweaked Audio at bobseska.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Obama!
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
All right, the second half of today's show is brought to you by the bobseska.com Amazon link. We're lagging behind, shoppers. Attention, bobseska.com and Amazon link shoppers. We're lagging behind this month on this month's quota on the Amazon link. So if you want to go shopping, you can go lots of summer birthdays coming up, lots of reasons to buy a bunch of stuff for yourself. Go to Amazon.com through our link. It's just beneath the logo at bobseska.com. So big capital letters, Amazon link. Takes you right to the front page of Amazon. You go shopping, you save money, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. Thank you in advance for helping to support the show. Okay, so what's next? Trump feels like a supermodel. Maybe that's good news for him.
Yeah.
Here's Donald Trump thinking he's a supermodel.
So, a lot of things have happened.
Things.
But it's been incredible. It's been incredible. It's been a movement. I've been on the cover of Time magazine so many times.
It's been a movement. He's desperately trying to make this seem like it's something more than it is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's a movement. You know what it is? It's a cult of brainwashed Obama derangement syndrome suffering bubble dwellers. By the way, this is funny if you actually read it as Dan Bedondi. This is like this is really like something Dan Bedondi was saying.
So a lot of things have happened, but it's incredible. It's been incredible. It's been like a movement. I've been on the cover of Time magazine so many times.
How many times did you say he's been on the cover of Time magazine?
So many times.
So many times. All right. I'm counting, I think, four.
Right.
One, two, three, four. Maybe five.
But wait, there's more.
So many?
Yeah.
That's so many?
Cover of Time magazine. So many times, and the cover of everything. He's been...
I've been on the cover of everything. The cover of everything. The cover of Playboy. Maybe you saw that. Maybe you saw me with my spread of Playboy.
I was on the cover of Playgirl. I was full frontal and things, showing my things. Hey, everybody, look at my little teeny tiny things.
Jesus Christ. This guy's you know what? He's a nitwit on top of being a terrible businessman.
And the cover of everything.
Everything.
I feel like a supermodel except like times 10.
Times 10.
Okay, it's true.
It's true.
I'm a supermodel. I'm on the cover of these magazines. I'm on the cover of the biggest magazines. I don't even know about it. I can't even read the story, because if I did, I wouldn't get any work done. I have never seen anything like it.
Oh, something tells me
that's,
he's read.
That's completely insane.
Yeah.
None of that makes any f***ing sense.
Of course he's read everything. That's what Donald Trump does.
I can't even read everything because I'm in it's the cover, and I just you know what, when I see myself on the cover, I can't read the story inside. You know what? Because I masturbate to it. Because I masturbate to my picture on the cover because I'm so beautiful.
I feel like a supermodel except like times 10, okay? It's true. I'm a supermodel. I'm on the cover of these magazines. I'm on the cover of the biggest magazines. I don't even know about it.
When Melania Trump has sex with me, she says I'm f***ing a supermodel. I don't say I'm f***ing a supermodel. She says that.
Like times 10.
Times 10.
It's like a supermodel times 10. It's like 10 supermodels all glued together. It's like the human centipede of supermodels.
Jesus Christ.
The human centipede of supermodels. Dude, that's the name of this show.
Human centipede of supermodels.
That is the name of this show. That's it.
Oh, my God. Donald effing Trump. This is an amazing bit of audio.
How did we get here?
I don't know. This is what happens when people are thinking irrationally, when they've just been so twisted around in their own little bubble of nonsense that their brains no longer function, and they look at someone that's this guy who just said he's a supermodel except like times 10. That's an exact quote. I feel like a supermodel except that quote,
that's right up there with you know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That goes down in history with some of the great quotes from the great presidents.
The only thing we have to fear
is fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. And then, of course, I'm like a supermodel times 10.
Yeah, I feel like a supermodel times 10.
I've been on the cover of Time magazine so many times. And the cover of everything. I feel like a supermodel except like times 10. Okay?
Okay.
And I love that also, the like. But like times 10. That's like, it's so perfectly of our age.
Jesus Christ.
I can't even read the story because if I didn't, I wouldn't get any work done. I've never seen anything like it. It's not about me. It's like I'm doing a good job as a messenger, but I'm a messenger.
This is like this last part of the sentence. I'm doing a good job as a messenger, but I'm a messenger. Your nominee for President of the United States, Republicans, congratulations. You've picked a winner. You know, there's something I'm going to tease the after party here a little bit before we go to break. Something I've experienced over the last few days has just been, I mean, I thought I've seen it all. I think I've anticipated a lot of what's going on in a way, what we normally experience during an election year. There is something going on among Trump people where they are taking all of this so personally. I mean, if you thought the feel the burn people, the Bernie or Busters were bad, interact with someone you know who is a Trump supporter. I mean, it's to the point where it's disillusioning.
I only know one person. I have one friend of mine who believes in Trump because for all the reasons that you would think someone would believe in Trump, which is, you know, he's an outsider, he pisses off the establishment and all. And I sat there and had dinner with him a few weeks ago. Good guy, good friend of mine, one of my oldest friends. Sure. And I sat there and I just picked him apart.
Yeah.
Without even trying. Without even freaking trying.
And did he survive the length of the dinner or did he walk out?
No. Actually, he didn't. Because, you know, one thing I'll say about this particular person is that he is, he means well, and always. And so he's, you know, when you corner him a little bit, like he'll, you know, basically it gets to a point where we're like, okay, look, we're friends. Like, I'm not going to fight you on this.
Yeah.
So, no, I haven't experienced what I know what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
But I'm baffled by that. I don't know how someone could support this man self-evidently knowing who he is and what he's about and actually take it personally that you have an issue with it. I can't fathom that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's actually been much worse for me. I mean, there've been at least two people who I know personally who have basically disowned me. or at least raked me over the coals severely for what I've written about Trump. Not them personally. I never went at them. I never proselytized. With people I know, I rarely talk about politics unless they bring it up.
Sure.
If I'm outside of the political realm.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
Right. I mean, if I'm talking to colleagues, if I'm talking to you, I'm talking to friends who are ensconced in the political debate, we talk about politics. But if I know people aren't really knee-deep in all of it, I don't ever bring it up.
No, never.
But they sure
as
hell.
You know what I don't do? I don't friend people on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like if I do that, I'm basically saying, hey, I'm gonna bombard you every day with a shit ton of you know, political stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And then everyone, I think, to a certain extent, I think the people I know look at what I write on my Facebook page, and most of it is links to the stuff that I write elsewhere, the Daily Banter and on Salon and so forth. You know, they look at that and they think that I'm actually attacking them personally and not necessarily just doing my job. And so what they're doing is they're taking it so personally. And so therefore they're launching these, what I believe have been a pair of preemptive strikes against me. And it's just, it's really weird. And it's really disillusioning in a lot of ways, knowing that there are people who I know and respect who have been caught up in the throes of what I can only imagine is a mass psychosis among all of these people after suffering through or enduring existing in this bubble, existing in this Fox News bubble. It's really the brainwashing of my dad, that whole documentary has been so salient because I'm seeing it personally. I'm seeing people who have been brainwashed by AM Talk Radio and Fox News Channel who are now fully aboard the Trump train wreck. But how?
I mean, that's,
I don't know.
That's the thing I don't understand. Like, look, you know what? You and I have talked about this so many times. I get people who, saying, look, I'm a Republican. Mm-hmm. I will vote for John Kasich. Yeah. Or I will vote for someone who is within the acceptable parameters of what politics is. I get that. Like, you know, I may disagree with you, but I can see how somebody would say, all right, you know what? Look, I'm sorry. I subscribe to the politics that John Kasich or even Paul Ryan, somebody like that does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is like Trump is a disaster.
Yeah, he is.
He's just a disaster, like just a horrible human being.
And
you could see it. I mean, anybody with a brain can look at this and go, this is a freaking nightmare, man.
Oh, yeah,
this guy's awful.
I mean, again, I'm going to cover most of this in more detail on the after party on Friday. But the fact of the matter is that what I'm witnessing here is, I think, maybe a reaction to a lot of this disaster that's going on around the Trump campaign, and the fact that maybe because I'm writing about it, the people I know and who support Trump are thinking they're attacking the messenger. I'm good to quote Trump. I'm doing a good job as a messenger, but I'm a messenger. I'll just quote their own guy back at them. I'm just a messenger.
It could also be, you know, not to psychoanalyze your particular friends, but it could also be a lashing out at the fact that the Republican Party has gone so far off the rails that there isn't. That this guy is their standard bearer now. Mm-hmm. A party which, by the way, again, even if I disagree with a lot of what they say, a party which I will admittedly say was once proud.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Was
sure.
Once full of people with real ideas.
Right. And they were, you know, intellectually
based.
Whether
you agree
with
them or not, they were legitimate ideas.
Yeah.
And they deserve to have a say in the discourse.
Right.
And this is not it now.
Yeah.
These people are they've allowed this guy. Well, no, they haven't allowed this guy. They created this guy.
They created him.
And then let him freaking hijack their party. And they're standing behind him like the morally bankrupt they are.
Well, that's exactly right. I think they're stuck and they don't want to be embarrassed by saying,
yeah,
well, wait
so
a minute,
if you're
I made
a Republican. If you're a Republican, if you're somebody who your whole life has been a conservative, somebody who looks at politics and goes, you know what, I come down on the conservative side of things, and here's why. I can tell you why. I can present this argument to you. If you're somebody who feels that way, you have to feel personally just dragged over the coals by the fact that this guy has turned your party into a freaking laugh. Well, look, again, I feel they created this, but in your eyes, this guy has turned your party into a laughingstock who won't be able to get anything done whatsoever.
That's right. And by the way, there's no use in trying to save face at this point. There's nothing he's going to do that's going to save or make the whole thing seem legitimate. There's nothing that he can do. There's nothing. So you're going to look ridiculous one way or another, Trump supporters. And I'm saying it. I'm delivering. I'm just the messenger. I'm delivering the bad news.
You're like 10 supermodels.
All glued together. I'm the human centipede of supermodels. All right. One last break. Back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It's really, really hot outside. Thanks, Obama.
Obama!
Okay, continuing on with the show today. All right, I guess we can talk about this. As if it wasn't bad enough for Donald J. Trump. T-Bog at Raw Story brings us this headline. Donald Trump accused of raping 13-year-old in federal lawsuit. A woman filed a federal lawsuit in New York on Monday alleging that presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump raped her in 1994 before threatening to harm her and her family if she talked, The Gothamist reported. According to the woman identified in court documents as Jane Doe, she met Trump at several parties in the Upper East Side thrown by Baltimore investor Jeffrey Epstein in the 1990s. The suit alleges Trump and Epstein lured the then 13-year-old and several other young women to the parties with promises of modeling careers and cash. Yeah, they were going to glue them all together and make a human centipede.
That's right.
Supermodel.
Yes, they're going to make a giant underage supermodel.
Yeah.
And then have sex with that underage supermodel.
Jesus Christ. According to the allegations, Trump tied her to a bed and exposed himself and raped her.
All right. No. First of all, look, that story is nonsense. It is. You know why? Because Trump has his fingers are too small to tie him into a bed.
He's like, hey, can you come over here and put your finger on this knot for me? I can't use my little teeny tiny fingers. And Epstein comes in. Sure, I will. I'll do that right there. Put your finger on the knot, boss, and make it real tight. Okay, thank you for putting your finger on the knot for me. Just cinch that up.
I really do love how Donald Trump has become Ted Bitondi.
Jesus Christ.
The best part of this show.
And by the way, I was just reenacting the Trump-Epstein rape scene.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I am multi-talented. What can I say? The suit alleges Trump and Epstein lured the then 13-year-old and several other young women to parties with promises of modeling careers and cash. According to the allegations, Trump tied her to a bed and exposed himself and raped her while ignoring her pleas to stop.
Yeah.
The suit states Trump, quote, responded by violently striking plaintiff in the face with his open hand and screaming that he would
Which didn't hurt at all because, again, his hands are so small.
Teeny tiny little hands. Quote, immediately following this rape, defendant Trump threatened me that were I ever to reveal any of the details of defendant Trump's sexual and physical abuse of me, my family and I would be physically harmed if not killed.
Or the fact that his penis is very small.
Exactly.
If you ever tell anyone that my penis is so small.
How did anyone not get like a photo at some point? How did anyone not say, like, in the middle of the night, Trump's there sleeping, snoring away, his hair is on the nightstand. You know, just snap a quick picture. Yeah. And there's Twitter. You can upload it right to Twitter. You can start an anonymous account. No one will find you.
I feel terrible that I'm actually making, like, jokes about something that was very, very serious. But just, God, it just, I know. Can anything else happen to this guy?
It's and that's what it is. I mean, if there's laughter, the laughter is at the self-destruction of the Trump campaign. Yeah. Another woman identified in the documents as, quote, Tiffany Doe, supported the allegations, saying she met Epstein at the Port Authority, where he hired her to seek out and recruit other young women for his parties.
Wait a minute. She met him at Port Authority?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy crap.
That's where he's doing his recruiting.
Hey, you, over there catching a bus.
I got, see that limo over there? That's Donald, I got Donald Trump in that
Donald
limo.
Donald Trump's limo right there. And you know what, while you're there, you know what you do? You walk a little bit past that douchebag asking homeless people questions. That's Jesse Waters. You just ignore him. Just go walk right to the limo.
First thing I got to tell you, though, you know what you got to do? You got to sign his NDA. Why do you got to sign the NDA? Because I don't want you blabbing about his teeny tiny penis.
That's right.
Yeah, no talking publicly about Donald Trump's teeny tiny. Oh, you mean I'm going to see his penis? Yeah, you're going to see his penis. I'm going to tell you right now. You get in that limo, you're going to see his teeny tiny penis.
Now Epstein has turned into Tommy from Goodfellas. This is great.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he sounds like. I guess I'm assuming.
It's awesome.
Jesus Christ. This, I mean, it couldn't get any worse for him.
This is great. Like Dan Bidondi and Tommy.
Yeah, come on over. I'm here in the limousine. You want me? I'm going to pretend like I'm in the limo. I know it's just a town car.
Oh, my God. So the next thing is the Orlando thing has just been a nonstop disaster for Trump politically. Yeah. And I know. And I don't mean to be insensitive to the victims of Orlando. I'm just being abundantly clear about that now. But his political reaction, his reaction on the stump has been just atrocious. Here was Donald Trump on Monday talking about how, you know, a withering crossfire inside Pulse would have been a beautiful thing.
If we had people where the bullets were going in the opposite direction, right smack between the eyes of this maniac.
Maniac. Listen to that crowd, man.
If some of those wonderful people had guns strapped right here, right to their waist or right to their ankle, and this son of a bitch comes out and starts shooting. Jeez. And one of the people in that room happened to have it and goes boom, boom. You know what? That would have been a beautiful, beautiful sight, folks.
You know, I'm finding the sound of the crowd. We'll get back to what he's saying. I'm finding the sound
for a minute. That is the second soundbite you played from him.
Yes.
He genuinely sounds like he's suffering from dementia or something.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I mean that. He sounds like if you didn't know what Trump looked like. Mm-hmm. He sounds like a crazy old man,
again,
just ranting.
Yeah, I mean, imagine it coming from, again, someone who looks and sounds like Dan Bidondi.
Yeah. If we had the people with the bullets going in the opposite direction, right smack between the eyes of his maniac.
Yeah, that's just, as I'm listening to it, it's like he sounds like he's gone off the deep end or something.
I was just going to say, though, for some reason...
The crowd's a disaster, dude.
The crowd's a disaster, and I'm finding hearing the sound of the crowd cheering or doing whatever, it's like a mix between a cheer and a jeer. It's like cheering, and then you hear this low sort of behind there too.
Well,
and
it's chilling
to hear that. It sounds like
it's basically a monster truck rally.
Yeah, mixed with like a cult meeting. Wow. Like
it's a nightmare.
Really, really frightening.
And one of the people in that room happened to have it and goes boom, boom.
And goes
boom, boom.
Man.
Goes boom, boom. All right. And this son of a bitch comes out and starts shooting. And one of the people in the room happened to have it and goes boom, boom. Boom, boom. You know what? Jesus Christ. The Republican presidential nominee. And he's saying things like boom, boom. It's not even the worst part about this yet.
Would have been a
a beautiful, beautiful sight, folks. That would have been a beautiful, beautiful sight.
A beautiful, beautiful sight, right? Great. Watching innocent clubgoers caught in this horrendous crossfire in a darkened club with loud club music playing. We're supposed to know exactly who the assailant is, as opposed to all the other people firing at the assailant.
Yeah. And let me tell you something, all of you screaming fucking lunatic conservatives out there, the last thing on earth you want are armed gay people.
Yeah. Right.
Because you'll have to bleep the hell out of them. They will f*** your up.
I know. Jesus Christ. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. By the way, how many, in the last 30 years, how many mass shootings do you think have been thwarted by a good guy with a gun in the United States?
None.
Zero. Exactly zero.
And there was a guy there, as you pointed out in your article today, there was a guy there who was armed.
Yeah.
And there was another guy who was a Marine.
Right.
Who was on site. You know, it's like, dude.
Yeah. One of the bouncers.
That's a fantasy that happens.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I mean, and again, the fantasy is that good guys with guns will stop the bad guys with a gun.
Yeah.
Except the problem is that, I mean, if you look at instances like American Sniper, Chris Kyle, he was ostensibly the most deadly sharpshooter in the United States military, was shot himself and killed.
A crazy person with a gun.
At a gun range while he was holding a gun. But then the gunman killed a second guy who was also carrying a firearm. Jesus Christ. Well, you know, everyone knows the footage of Ronald Reagan being almost assassinated outside the Washington Hilton?
Yeah, I think so.
And he's surrounded by Secret Service agents, either packing handguns
like or submachine guns.
Or Uzi submachine guns. Yeah. And we're supposed to believe this fiction.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, I here's the thing. I'll get personal for a second. I do own a gun,
right?
And everyone, me included, has had that fantasy, that thought of like, you know what? Maybe if I were in the right place at the right time, I would never go. Unlike so many, I would never go looking for an excuse ever. I'm very happy to know that I will never use that gun for anything other than target practice.
Yeah.
But there's always that thought in your head that, like, imagine how cool it would be to be able to save people, to be able to do something amazing.
Yeah.
But goddamn, when you're in that situation, it never goes down the way you think it's going to go down.
Oh, no,
head.
No.
It just doesn't.
Nope. You think he's imagining it like it's a shootout at the OK Corral, where, you know, the white hats versus the black hats, and it's going to be just that
like
simple.
You're the guy on the ground in Point Break who tries to take a shot at Patrick Swayze and winds up getting killed.
Yeah, what, like the end of True Romance, for God's sake, in that hotel?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Paul should have been, according to Donald Trump.
Exactly. Yes.
But then he said a giant
shootout.
But then he tweeted yesterday, when I said that if within the Orlando club you had some people with guns, I was obviously talking about additional guards or employees. It really, really is. I mean, it's. Of course, we've got a long series of quotes in which he's specifically talking about the people who were just there in attendance at the club. One after another. And it's like, well, no, I didn't say that. I meant the employees or the guards. Like, that's going to make... There was a guard with a firearm, and he fired back at the shooter. We know that already. That is a fact.
Successful.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, this tweet about where he's backtracking on what he said about the about what happened at Pulse. 26,000 likes. 26,000 likes, 7,200 retweets. I will grant that a bunch of those retweets were from people like me who just retweeted it because we hate Donald Trump.
Could be.
He's the king of debt.
He is.
He's the king of debt. Okay. The post-mortem show, obviously we're going to talk about more, some more Trump things, plus some more gun news. We didn't even get to all the crap that went down with regards to guns in Congress this week.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that in the post-mortem show. Sign up at patreon.com/BobandChez. If you sign up at the $5 level, you get the post-mortem show. I posted something on the Patreon site that describes in detail what shows we offer every week, both at bobsuska.com and on Patreon and iTunes and Stitcher and the Realm Network and all points in between, littlegreenfootballs.com. And you can find it there at Patreon. It's open to the public. I think everyone can read what shows we offer. But the post-mortem show... is coming up next. Teeny tiny mini show that we do at the end of this show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So stay tuned for that at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. We'll see you over there. Bye-bye.